Born in Prague, he lived in Brussels, Stuttgart, Cologne, and later in London and Antwerp, meticulously recording his surroundings and reflecting his society in his art. Václav or Wenceslaus, or even Wenzel, Hollar sounds like a modern-day European artist, but he actually lived 400 years ago. Although he was brought up to go into law, Václav Hollar became an etcher and draftsman whose work now provides us with beautifully detailed depictions of the people, architecture, landscapes, and even battles that took place in Europe in the 17th century. This week, the Czech National Gallery opened a small exhibit in the print room of the Schwarzenberg Palace of Hollar's allegorical etchings of the Four Seasons. I spoke to the exhibit's curator, Alena Vorábová, and asked her why she selected these specific pieces for the exhibit.
I had to find a special collection for this small exhibition room, the print cabinet, because our collection of Hollar prints and drawings is one from the biggest in the world. And it has been extremely difficult to find exhibition material from this collection because Hollar's oeuvre is so big, and he was a very prolific draughtsman and graphic artist that it was very important for me to find something to show his original contribution. And the collection of his series of Four Seasons is very good to show his artistic way.
Allegorical representations of the Four Seasons was a common theme in etchings and paintings during Hollar's time and later on. What makes Hollar's Four Seasons different?
The Four Seasons was very common, especially among Netherlandish artists. And his first impressions was made after his Netherlandish colleagues. But then he started to create his own way. And his first series of Four Seasons was not about countryside and seasons works and so on, but he created urban views. He tried to show how citizens spend time. So they bath in the river and so on. It was very original in this time. But it was in his German period, and it ended in 1636 when he met Thomas Arundel, and he left Germany with him and came to London. And then he started to create different etchings than before, not only landscapes, but also series of female figures with their wonderful garnets and in beautiful dresses. And he started to depict their winter and summer dresses. So he found a new idea to create the new series of Four Seasons as female figures. And I think it was the beginning of his most famous series of Four Seasons. And it was a very original idea. And I think it's one of his most interesting contribution to the art of his age.
So how many of these Four Seasons series are presented at the current exhibit?
There are his first series of landscapes after designs of his colleagues, and then his first series from Strasbourg, and three series of Four Seasons as female figures. And there are also his wonderful still lifes with maps. They are very famous, and I think there is connection with the series of Four Seasons because it means the winter time. Maybe the Four Seasons series were inspiration for his later still lives with muffs and masks. He was excellent in depicting special materials like muffs and furs and laces.
Holler left his homeland in Bohemia quite early on and had spent most of his time in England. Is he an important figure for the artistic heritage of the Czech Republic today? And was he seen as a Bohemian or an English painter in his own time?
He is very popular in Czech Republic because of his origin. And he was very proud of his origin because his signature on his prints, Venceslav Holar Bohemus, it means he was proud of his origin of Prague. I think he was an English artist. When he was in London, he was an English artist. He collaborated with his contemporaries at Arundel Court and in London. He collaborated with Van Dyck. And now it's very difficult to say if he was Czech or German or an English artist, because for example, now in our collection, his works are located among Czech artists in Germany. His works are located among German, because he spent several years in Germany, and in England, of course, he is located among English artists. So maybe we can say he was a European artist.
Besides his allegorical pieces, though, that are part of this particular exhibit, what other kinds of works did Holar produce during his lifetime?
He was very prolific, and his etchings were either special artworks or, for example, maps or views of London. After a great fire, London was built again. And Holar's views were very detailed, and they are very good information, and was very important for the new building of London and of the theatre, the Globe. A scholar, Catherine van der Erde, called him the delineator of his time, which means that he depicted his environment without a personal bias.
It sounds almost as if he was the equivalent of a modern-day architectural photographer. He also paid homage to his home city in a few of his works.
Holar left Prague in his 20s and then returned with his new patron, Earl of Arundel, and it was the last time he visited Prague. And in this time, he created his large view of Prague. There is a beautiful drawing in our collection, and the etching based on the drawing he created in Antwerp. He left London to Antwerp because of the civil war, and he spent there several years. And it's very interesting that the view is very famous, but you cannot see Prague in this way. Although it's perfectly done, it is a composition. But it was very common in this age.
Is his influence noticeable in the works of other artists, either today or from the past?
Holar is very popular among print artists. They admire his perfect workmanship. Some his contemporaries, like Francis Place, were influenced by him. His work was based on the work of the previous era. It was based on famous artists in 16th century, like Joris Hufnagel, and he was very original artist in this age.
Okay, a very original artist. The Life and Times of Václav Holar. That edition of The Arts was prepared by Masha Volinsky.